This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, so you know how when you travel, you have a list of things you gotta do? If you're in Paris, you go see the Eiffel Tower. New York, you get tickets for a Broadway show. If you're in Hong Kong, the thing a lot of people do is go to a tailor to get a suit or a dress made. It's been that way for years. But the tailoring business in Hong Kong ain't what it used to be, as Charlie Schroeder reports.
Do I need to relax my belly, or do I suck it in like I normally
relax.
Do?
Just relax. Otherwise, you'll have to suck in when you wear the shirt.
Getting fitted for a dress shirt can be humbling.
A little bit more.
So that'll be 36 and a half.
Really humbling.
It is not 36 and a half. My waist is?
Yep.
Especially when Ian Fong is measuring me for a form-fitting shirt that makes me never want to eat again. He's the founder of Cuffs, which he says
is a cool tailor.
Fong and his business partner Mario Jatronic are just two young Hong Kongers attempting to redefine the tailoring experience here. As Fong puts it, a traditional tailor shop is
fairly frumpy looking. Usually run by an old man.
But not Cuffs. It's spare, clean, and painted white. Dance music fills the space. Here, customers can order their shirts at a shirt bar, and there's lots on the menu.
For example, you can choose your fabric, your collar, cuff style, linings, details, buttons, all that.
Fong is 31, Jatronic 28. And judging by the number of tailor shops closing here, some new blood may be just what the industry needs. At one point, there were 1,000 tailors in Hong Kong. Today, that number is closer to 400, and it's dropping fast. Consider my usual tailor, Chu Lun Tang. He's 80, and on a recent visit to him, I found out that he was calling it quits this February.
Now the foot no good. The foot got that kind.
Mr. Tang points to his right foot and shakes his head. It hurts for him to stand too long, he says. Like other tailors here, Mr. Tang targeted tourists and Western businessmen. A money-saving move, says Ian Fong.
Simply because the businessmen they visit, and then they order 10 shirts, and then they leave, and then the chance of them coming back and making adjustments is lower.
And adjustments, well, they cost time and money. But Cuffs is willing to take them on because their target market is local, young, and choosy. Tucked inside a dark and dated shopping arcade about 5 blocks from Cuffs is Ola Classic, a tailor shop opened by two young couples last August. It's rare to see women behind the counter of a men's tailor shop here, but that's not the only way Ola is breaking the mold. They make whimsical tweed suits. Think Downtown Abbey. 27-year-old Carmen Lam tells me they're targeting the younger local market as well.
So we focused customers will be 23 to 40 because they still can't buy our suit and our products, right?
To appeal to the younger crowd, she says, you've got to offer hip clothing at an affordable price. Ola's suits range between $130 to $260. That's uber cheap. They can keep prices low for now because they have affordable rent, a rarity in the world's most expensive commercial real estate market. Ola partner, Peggy Young.
It's luckily we have this shop signed for a few years, but after that, we're not very sure where we can go.
And if they have to move?
This will just make our costs very high, and the products will be expensive.
Then there's this challenge facing this new breed. None of these young entrepreneurs are actually tailors. They've all hired older men to make these hip clothes. And what happens when those older men retire?
We hope we can do it.
Or, as Ian Fong tells me, the work will be outsourced to, well, you can probably guess.
Mainly China, simply because there's very few people actually sewing shirts here in Hong Kong anymore.
In Hong Kong, I'm Charlie Schroeder for Marketplace.